Everyone, we are live. Today is March 26, 2026. It's 2626. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. It's going to be a night. Let me tell you, by the time I'm done with this word from the Lord, buckle up, buttercup. I don't know how else to say it. I almost thought about delivering it, hiding under the desk and seeing how that went. But I'm here. I'm here, and we're going to deliver this word, and we are welcoming everyone in from the United States and around the world. Let's see who's coming in. I see Lake Isabella, California. God bless you. Welcome. Saskatchewan, Canada. Hello to all our wonderful Canadian viewers who watch us. God bless you. Hello, Amy in Michigan. God bless you. I see you. Let's see who else is coming in. Virginia, Palm Coast, Florida. As well, God bless you. Weatherford, Texas as well. Hello to all of our Texas viewers. We have a lot of viewers in Texas. We welcome you. God bless you. South Carolina, Mississippi, and New Jersey. New Jersey's in the word. So all of you New Jersey people, New Jersey is in the word. God bless you. Hello to our neighbors in New Jersey. Very happy to have you. The two thing about New Jerseyans that I love is that they act like it's the Autobahn on the highway, and they love their leopard print. And so God bless all of our New Jersey viewers for being on tonight and watching with us. Let's see who else is on. Chicagoland, hello to our viewers in Chicago. God bless you. Scotland, hello to our international audience. Welcome to all of you coming in. Very happy to see you in Scotland on tonight. I see Delaware as well in Ohio. God bless you. Yorkshire, England. Hello to our wonderful viewers in England now coming in. Very happy to see you on. I see Florida and our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you. You know what I call Connecticut? The land of left exits. I don't know if you've ever driven through Connecticut. That blessed state has more left exits than I have ever seen in a state before. It's quite something to behold. So hello to our neighbors in Connecticut, Baytown, Texas, and the Bahamas. Hello to you. God bless you both. Hello to you in the sunny Bahamas. Very happy to have you with us. I'll get to the Bahamas at some point. It'll happen. Chris keeps asking, so at some point we'll get there. Jupiter, Florida as well. God bless you. Oh, Spokane Valley, Washington. Hello to our viewers in Washington State. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Georgia as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. South Dakota, Peoria, Arizona. God bless you both. Very happy to have you on. Great to see all of you as well. Thank you. England. It says Englandistan. I know exactly why you're saying that. And we're praying for what's happening for you over there. We're dealing with it in New York, so we understand what's going on. Butte, Montana. God bless you. Nova Scotia, Canada. Hello to you as well. God bless you. Happy to have you on tonight. Chester County, Pennsylvania. We have a cat named Chester at the sanctuary. He is actually diabetic, and he is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cat. So welcome. Happy to have you on with us. San Bernardino, California as well. West Virginia, Norman, Oklahoma, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. God bless all of you. So happy to have you on. Belgium. Hello to our viewers in Belgium. God bless you. Very happy to have you on. The land of fries and chocolate. Let me tell you, that's what they are. They make amazing fries. They make amazing chocolate. Quebec. God bless you. Very happy to have you on. Whitwell, Tennessee. Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, you two are neighbors. Hello. God bless you. Very happy to have you on tonight. And let's do a couple more. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. God bless you. Lubbock, Texas, Indiana, Alabama, and Chelsea, Oklahoma. God bless all of you as well. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this all over to the Lord. And I have a powerful, high-octane word from the Lord right before Passover that we're going to go through. It is about 10 pages long. And so we're going to get into the word of the Lord. We're going to release it. We're going to go over it. But this is literally on the heels of Passover. This word came this morning. And I don't even think this is the full word. I think there's more coming during Passover. That was the feeling I was getting in prayer. And so we will see what comes the week of Passover. So we're going to open up in prayer and give this over to the Lord. Show him the reverence that he's due, and then we'll get into tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we submit before you, Lord. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father. God, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We praise you, your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth in the form of a man. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the Pesach lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that that precious blood of Jesus Christ dripped onto the mercy seat, purchased us, redeemed us, paid the price in full, reconciled us back to you. He said, it is finished. The transaction was complete. He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back to sit at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, the reverence of who you are, the conviction of who you are, the holiness, your power, your authority, your might, saturate the atmosphere of this place. Let people tangibly feel your presence and the weight and power of who you are, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching tonight, Father God, that they would feel the conviction of who you are, that they would come back to their shepherd, Father God, that they would give their lives over to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father. Lord, let people have a real encounter with you tonight, Father God, as we go forth. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us, you be our front and rear guard, order our steps, order my words, Father God, and the steps of our team as we mightily go forth in you. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. You are welcome, Lord, to have your way. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, sabotage, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, witchcraft, spell, enchantment, incantation, Father God, curse, attack, Father God, of any kind. We command by the holy fire of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back, Father, to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Let every curse be nullified against us right now in the name of Jesus Christ and reversed upon the heads of the senders sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we ask you to take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father God. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Your breath breathed into us, Father God, is what gives us life, Father God. Life is precious, Father God. We owe you every breath. We praise you, Father God, for every breath. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. We praise you, Father God, that we are able, Father God, to go forth in this life and do mighty exploits for the kingdom of God. We praise you for who you are. We praise you that your name, even Yahweh, that every time we breathe in and out, we say that name, we testify to our Creator, Father. Lord, we just ask, according to Ephesians chapter 6, you put your whole and complete armor on us, Father. This day, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and command it go up in front of us in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery dart to the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us, let them be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, word, weapon, device, agent, or snare the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy has attempted to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us, Father God. We praise you. You are holy. You are righteous, you are just, you sit on the highest throne far above every power, principality, and might. You rule on the matters of men and nations within the earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. We praise you, we have victory through Christ Jesus. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. We activate to that tonight in Jesus' name. We take the weapon of faith, Father God, and we deploy it tonight, Father, as we go forth mightily in you, Lord. We praise you, we thank you for tonight. Tonight, as we come into this time of Passover, honoring what you did, delivering your people, honoring that you broke the superpower of the world, Father, and put on a demonstration before the world. We honor that before you today, Father. We praise you, we thank you, we give you all the glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm just putting one more thing here. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, I felt that. Praise the Lord. Let me just take a big swig before we get into this word, because this is a long word. If you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it, as we are delivering a word from the Lord tonight on the brink of Passover. Now, it is 10 pages long. And you go, Amanda, why is it that long? Well, let me tell you, it is not a genetic trait for an Italian woman to sit there quiet for over an hour and not ask a blessed question. It's not. This is not a genetic trait. This is a learned, taught trait. But I have found, if you're willing to sit there and just listen to what God wants to talk about and write what he wants said, he will talk to you quite a bit, I've learned. And so basically, that's just something, an encouragement for you with the Lord also, that, you know, if we kind of just many times just close our mouths and listen, the Lord will want to speak to us. And so there is a lot in this word. This is a powerful, sobering word for the time that we are in. And so we're going to go through it. I'm going to deliver it. Then we're going to go through parts of it, key parts of this word. It came at 6:07 a.m. this morning. On 3:26, actually, wait a second, let me think about this. I started at 6, nope, it came at 7:07, sorry, I want to timestamp this for you. 7:07 a.m. this morning. Now, this is the word of the Lord, praise the Lord. And it starts with things I started to hear in the spirit, and then it goes into the flow of the word. So just so you know, this is starting a little different then the word starts, but it's still important, the structure and the component of the word. Hearing a time of great transition and change in the administration. Hearing the secrets of those who once ran intelligence, who currently move about within the administration, the secrets of those who have turned in their hearts, those of conservative thought and influence in this time, it is appointed to be exposed. The labyrinth of agreements, back channels, packs of those with a conservative voice, that web is about to be shaken, two of its corners broken, all the way to the heads of the Catholic Church. Documents with such creeds and talking points and orders are set to come out. A time of great uncovering, the charade that goes back before the election. Those voices who led such movements are about to be uncovered for the performance that was so was executed. They infiltrated from a fringe radical group made to look mainstream, made to look conservative, made to look America first, made to appear as a voice of reason. However, in this time and season, you shall find such treasons that word shall come to the forefront for a mole high up, the one hidden in the shadows behind the defectors. That curtain, that veil of secrecy is about to be torn. America first, at its core, a foreign entity has controlling interest. A greater attack is about to come forth in England. Mayors from districts will be found to be involved and assisted in the planting of devices. Starmer is about to endure a great outcry in England that shall overtake him in this time. For revolt percolates in Parliament. Revolt percolates in Congress. Revolt percolates in France. Spain is about to endure an international incident where they shall be tied to terror. Now it goes into the rest of the word. Praise be to the Lord of hosts, creator and sustainer of the heavens and the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every star is held in its place by his might and power. Around his throne sees all and knows all, capital. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. The great I am, El Shaddai, Adonai, Yahweh. Justice goes forth with force and authority from his throne. Righteousness is in his hands, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, steady yourselves. Anchor yourselves in my word. In an hour of great turbulence, says the Lord, a pocket, says the Lord, of extremes. This must be navigated through for the path ahead. Nations may shake. The earth itself will shake. The earth of Europe and Russia is about to shake, says the Lord. For the shaking must loosen what is attempted to remain anchored, says the Lord. The bears are coming out of hibernation and about to go beyond their territories, says the Lord. For the bear shall ride upon the dragon. You shall see an image of this, says the Lord. However, the height they shall attempt, they shall gasp for air, their fire shall fail, and there shall be a crash for both, says the Lord, in this time. Thus says the Lord, this is a time of great transition within the administration, a serious time of change and rearranging what was out of order from the beginning, says the Lord. For square pegs were attempted in round holes, and it has caused great pressure from within. The transition shall be great, it shall be public, it shall be what is required for the exposure of the heart conditions of cabinet and justice. That time has come, it has come for Congress, says the Lord, the heart posture shall be exposed. A time of transition in the lives of my children. For where the enemy attempted a foothold, that foot is about to be lifted up and thrown out of the way, says the Lord. A transitioning of the seasons is coming forth. The dry, the brittle, the decay, the corruption must be cleaned out, says the Lord. Those who have turned to the ways of Cain, the ways of the world, the ways of the flesh, and attempt to undermine what I, the Lord, am doing in this hour, they shall be removed from positions of influence. For the seeds of thistles and thorns and briars attempting to be spread will be blown in another direction, so it cannot take root within the lives of those earnestly seeking me, serving me, continually to push amongst the tumult, persevere in the pain, who are fervently staying the course amongst the attacks. This is an hour of increased attack. an hour of increased warfare and engaging in the skies of combat. What is occurring on earth is a manifestation of what is unfolding in the heavenlies. For Egypt is about to rise up, says the Lord, a reverse Arab spring near Egypt, says the Lord. They shall harden their hearts in defiance, and you shall see unfold events out of Exodus that align with my word near the area of Egypt, says the Lord. Lebanon, Lebanon, your time of judgment has come, says the Lord, O king of Tyre. Your cup is full, says the Lord, or Tyre, T-Y-R-E. Okay, that is the area of Lebanon, biblically speaking. So Lebanon, Lebanon, your time of judgment has come, says the Lord, O king of Tyre. Your cup is full, says the Lord. You have joined with darkness. You have made a covenant with terror. You have stolen from your own people the leadership of Lebanon. Judgment has entered your halls. It shall be a fiery spectacle if you do not repent in this very short window before the collapse of the government and its ministries, says the Lord. Unusual events shall arise out of Lebanon. An unusual weather pattern shall come. Biblical events aligning with the word of God shall overtake that area. Hezbollah, Hezbollah, your allegiance is not to me, the Lord God Almighty, but to a principality. And in this hour, that principality shall be judged, says the Lord, and your resources shall be cut off. The serpent that feeds you in Lebanon shall be struck at the head, and your leadership shall scatter as your plans shall be found. Physical plans for one of the largest terror attacks in the region that was to come within 6 months, says the Lord. Oh, America first. Now he switches gears here. Oh, America first. When will you realize it is Almighty God first, and my plans and my purposes and what I decree from my throne and who I raise up and who I bring low, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am not in a covenant with America first, for they have made a foreign covenant, says the Lord. Excuse me. I just want to make sure. I'll say that again. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna say this part again for you. Oh, America first. When will you realize it is Almighty God first, and my plans and my purposes and what I decree from my throne and who I raise up and who I bring low, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am not in a covenant with America first, for they have made a foreign covenant, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am in covenant with the nation that was dedicated to me for purposes of the gospel. A covenant ratified from New York City, where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. The gallows shall be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park, says the Lord. For the alarm has sounded. Albany shall quake literally. As the leadership of New York is shaken, is exposed for having operatives from within, and it shall come forth that those in their own departments shall be tied to terror and espionage, says the Lord. Transition and uncovering, says the Lord. Haman was uncovered with his destruction. Pharaoh was uncovered with his destruction. The reversal of destruction to spare nations and peoples who I, the Lord, have a plan for to the end of the age. The World Economic Forum shall see another public disgrace, says the Lord. And this is interesting. And Harari shall indeed be put in his place. And silence from his continual venom, he shall now meet his maker, who he has proclaimed before the world does not exist. The God of his fathers, who he has rejected, shall now move and upend the work that of he and his group of defectors. There is about to be in Congress an attempted hostile takeover. Shutdowns were mere precursors to such rebellion, says the Lord. Within this time, they will attempt to silence Fetterman. Pray fervently for him, says the Lord, for he is an Abner, and they seek to cut that bridge down. However, says the Lord, fervent prayer will expose the plot and spare him. For I have a plan for him, and he shall know me, says the Lord, and proclaim such openly in the next season, says the Lord. For he is a key to the overthrow of Pennsylvania, says the Lord. For that governor, his name is about to be smeared in such scandal and debauchery, the path they had carved forward for him shall reach an impasse with the word treachery etched upon it to the highest level, says the Lord. For the secrets of Butler are about to be revealed. The government of Pennsylvania is about to be implicated, says the Lord. For this is a time where unusual circumstances surrounding governors shall force early retirement and step down, says the Lord. Chicago is about to see an implosion from within, says the Lord. New Jersey, says the Lord, is on the cusp of new leadership having to step down, for the agreement that was made with foreign entities who loathe liberty will be exposed. Their signature will be on the documents, one from within, the leadership of New Jersey. So one from within, the leadership of New Jersey shall be the catalyst that exposes such, says the Lord. And that tremor will go across the George Washington Bridge into New York, says the Lord. The East Coast is about to go on high alert, says the Lord. Maryland, says the Lord, embezzlement is about to be pulled from the depths. I, the Lord, in this time am transitioning offices of faith, says the Lord. For change is on the horizon, says the Lord. The compromise will be cleaned out, says the Lord. It must be cleansed, says the Lord. It must, for this shall be an unusual time, a strange time to November, says the Lord. A breaking up agreements made to derail seats and overturn houses, says the Lord. You shall see in tandem one agreement exposed after another amongst members of Congress, conservative voices, foreign entities, and those in the Justice Department. You shall see these agreements suddenly be exposed where no one saw it coming, says the Lord. You shall hear such said, says the Lord. Libya, Libya, says the Lord. Pray and intercede that the fire of rebellion from leadership is quickly snuffed out, says the Lord. For a lot shall attempt to rise. He's talking about the biblical Lot, Abraham's nephew. For a lot shall attempt to rise in Libya, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, a man like Abraham shall be raised up to lead in this time, says the Lord. There is a mineral that shall be found in Libya, a coveted one, and this is when you shall see the rams get into place to vie for control, says the Lord, and that fire of rebellion attempt to be lit. For out of the earth, I, the Lord, am exposing new resources in areas thought to have none, says the Lord. It shall globally be a wonder that I, the Lord, am the creator, and I create what I please, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am now calling forth and creating opportunities for my children, says the Lord. In this season, they shall come forth for the faithful, says the Lord, for those whose hearts I have searched and found worthy. The voices of the faithful shall be thrust to the forefront. I, the Lord, am turning the tables over, the microphones over, the studios over, of those who have attached my name to filth, to propaganda, to agendas that stem from dark roots, says the Lord, who have raised an outcry against the nation, the administration, who are attempting to flip the tables of elections and seats, and I, the Lord, shall by force flip them in this time, and their hidden crimes they thought no one would ever know. By order of my court this day, I, the Lord, am calling it out, says the Lord. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, which is where Saul met his demise. The witchcraft being called upon in this hour to create a window for demise of leadership shall be broken and reversed, says the Lord. What they so operate in, the accusations they have made, the purposeful confusion they have created, the contempt they have conjured, the agenda of anarchy shall fall upon them in this hour. The heads of the Democratic Party shall be struck in this time for willful defiance. Their trysts shall be exposed. Their whoredom shall be exposed, says the Lord. For the idols they have so committed, such acts for, shall be upended in this hour and broken off their pedestals, literally, says the Lord. Omar, Omar, you are one step away from total collapse. You have defiantly walked towards a tar pit of your own corruption that you cannot see, but soon will sink up to your neck in if you do not repent and turn back now. For members of the squad are about to be charged, says the Lord. For in this time, as I, the Lord, so charged Pharaoh from my court, as I so charged Haman from my court, as I so charged Goliath from my court, as I so charged Sodom from my court, I, the Lord, shall charge you. One of the largest drug companies, a Goliath, is set to have one of the largest scandals and falls in history, for the time of revocation has come, says the Lord. Eli and his sons, I, the Lord, shall revoke in this hour, for Samuel was chosen. Samuel was righteous, says the Lord. Samuel heard my voice and knew my voice and feared my voice, says the Lord. In this hour, I am promoting those who know my voice, fear my voice, hear my voice, and are unafraid to speak with conviction that is felt, repentance that is felt, authority from on high that is felt. I am promoting those who walk in that, for this is an hour of war games and risk. I, the Lord, am repositioning my faithful to step into greater measure, the fullness of their call, the sharpening of their gifts, a greater measure of stewardship, business ideas that shall have opened doors that have remained locked for years, an amplifying of the voices who serve me. For there are those who have operated in a false authority. Their voices have not been amplified by me, but by a demon. They have made agreements with foolish, foolishly thinking it was light. That authority is about to be revoked, says the Lord. This is the hour of humble pie all the way to the White House. Congress, Parliament, conservative voices, heads of the Democratic Party, world leaders who literally will be caught with their pants down and have to step down, says the Lord. Humble yourselves before me, says the Lord God Almighty. Do not overstep and attempt to overtake what I, the Lord, have not given. For those who have heeded to the leading, for those that have heeded to the leading of darkness shall find themselves in the wilderness until they submit fully, says the Lord. Conservative voices are about to enter a wilderness season, says the Lord. The underbelly of that beast is about to be exposed, and it will be a shock heard round the world, says the Lord. My voices, says the Lord, shall receive a double portion, for they have been found worthy, says the Lord. The provision is upon you. The stewardship is upon you. The growth is upon you. Breakthrough is upon you. This is why the enemy in this hour fights so hard, is attempting to create discord, chaos, and instability. Because you, my children, are about to come into one of your greatest seasons. And you shall build for me, take territory for me, have your voices amplified for me, says the Lord. The media shall take notice of the prophetic in this time, says the Lord. Worldly media shall and will notice, says the Lord, for that door is opening that my word capital may be proclaimed, says the Lord. A prophetic door will open at the White House, and the foot that has been blocking such will be exposed and removed, says the Lord. Pray for Tulsi, says the Lord. A coup will be attempted against her. She will see the supernatural move on her behalf, says the Lord. Place the heaviness at my capital altar, says the Lord. The heaviness, the warfare, the attack, place it at my altar, says the Lord, for I am the consuming fire, and I, the Lord, am about to consume what does not belong. One more serpent, a very large one, buried deep, is about to be pulled forth from Iran. that has burrowed all the way to Lebanon, says the Lord. This one has remained hidden until this time, says the Lord, but its hiding place shall be found, and before the world it shall be put down, says the Lord. For the blood of the innocent cries for justice in this hour out of the Middle East and Africa, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, hear their cries. The joy, capital, which stands for the justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord is entering the earth in this hour. All men should tremble, and it shall upend the web in the Middle East. It shall take down large Islamist networks in Africa. It shall cause leaders in Europe to be overthrown. It shall cause in this season the giants of social media to suffer an even greater blow to the heads, as I, the Lord, am shining a spotlight on the hidden networks of debauchery that will cause the largest losses in history for the giants of social media. This is just the beginning, says the Lord. Surrender unto me, capital, or be judged by my courts, and I shall upend your boards, and there shall be hostile takeovers from within, says the Lord. A large network collapse within the earth for a symbolic period of time will testify to the time we have entered, says the Lord. Now, this is going to get real interesting here in a minute, if it hasn't already. Andrew Tate, just watch what occurs to such a voice. Either he surrenders to me fully, the Lord his God, or the open door he has left shall be exploited to remove him, and there shall be no recourse, says the Lord. Andrew Tate had an encounter he has not spoken about publicly, a supernatural one that shook him that he cannot explain. It is I, the Lord, who has done such to call him back before his very public demise. I am a merciful God, that time quickly is thinning for such like him. Come unto me now, says the Lord. The governor of Colorado in this time, a large mishandling of funds shall tie back to dark networks and cause a forced step down, says the Lord. For I shall arise a voice out of Colorado, says the Lord, who calls for holiness and righteousness and law and order, says the Lord, in this time. For this is the time to press in, says the Lord, to my word, to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, says the Lord. Twin hurricanes, an unusual event, an unusual weather event surrounding the time of the midterm election, says the Lord, shall be a sign of the clash that is to come. A gavel in the Supreme Court is about to snap. Epstein is not over, says the Lord. You shall see falls in multiples, says the Lord, including former presidents, says the Lord. For this is a time of a burning bush all the way to Biden, says the Lord. The bill has come due, says the Lord. The time to repent, a window is coming to a close on those who influence nations in wars and overthrows in the Middle East that were fabricated to deceive. For desert storm shall arise again. Its secrets are being called forth, says the Lord, for a different desert storm shall arise all the way to Dubai, says the Lord. Cuba is set to throw off shackles that go back past Castro, says the Lord. These are old chains who had much to gain. A missile crisis of a new kind shall arise, says the Lord. Watch the unusual maneuver out of Cuba that leadership shall make. They shall attempt to circumvent and make a deal east. However, shall bring collapse and then surrender, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am resetting the clock on nations to align with my word. The earth brings forth pangs in a time of resetting. Israel, Jordan is at your door. That's all he said about that. Now, this is interesting. Apple in April. A chunk shall be taken, says the Lord. Silicon Valley is about to see me pass over and a Goliath of stature fall. Thus says the Lord, this is a season of an attempted recommitment that shall battle a robbery in progress to stop a rededication of your nation. For I, the Lord thy God, am raising up a standard out of the church, out of the conservative movement, a standard that shall begin to raise a cry of holiness and submission amongst the vies for dominance. Those who have a heart to submit will see in this time will be poured into their lives in great measure. Even the president himself, in a moment of crisis, shall in humility call on me. Marco Rubio shall evangelize. Now, this is interesting. Hold on. I just want to make sure. Marco Rubio shall evangelize the nations, the hardened leaders, diplomats, and rogue oligarchs. He shall be compelled to preach. Marco Rubio shall preach the gospel in Israel that will open a door that has remained closed until now. Know this day you serve a mighty God who gives dunamis power from on high. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within my children, and it is life-giving, breath-speaking power that alters atmospheres, brings down strongholds, parts seas, drives out sickness from among you if you will partner with the gift and weapon of faith. Those who make such a decision in this time will be granted keys of wisdom, provision, opportunity, and will be placed before leaders to utter the word of the Lord in a time of deception, debauchery, misinformation, and malice. Capitals. My word says, my word says, the Lord, by order of my court, shall go forth with might, power, and shall split the very ground beneath the feet of men. A Red Sea moment will bring global attention to my word, says the Lord. I, the Lord, prepare a table before you. Are you ready for such? Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And that is, praise the Lord, where the word ends. I feel the weight of that word. That's why I have to stop and drink too. Not only is it a lot to say, but you feel the weight of the word and the weight of God's power on the word. And so I'm going to go back now, and I am going to go over parts of this word with you, because there is a lot to this word. We are going to put it up on the blog on arcofgrace.org. You click on current blog. Our team will be putting it up on there for you. This is on the brink of Passover. I believe there is more coming during Passover. So I believe there will be more of a word coming forth during Passover in this time, because the time requires it. You see, this is why this is coming forth. Right before Purim, a very long word came forth, and look what happened in Iran. And now right before Passover, on the brink, a word comes forth of this magnitude, because we are in that window and the time requires it. So let's go through this. Praise the Lord. One of the first things, a time of great uncovering, the charade that goes back before the election. Those voices who led such movements are about to be uncovered for the performance that so was executed. That's an interesting choice of words on God's part. They infiltrated from a fringe radical group made to look mainstream, made to look conservative, made to look America first, made to appear as a voice of reason. However, in this time and season, you shall find such treasons that word shall come to the forefront for a mole high up, the one hidden in the shadows behind the defectors. That curtain, that veil of secrecy is about to be torn. America first at its core, a foreign entity, has controlling interest. Now, right off the bat, this is what the Lord is going after. This was very soon into the word that he says this. He warns about England too. He warns about what's about to happen to Starmer in England and the great outcry that's going to come out of England as revolt is percolating there. But a mayor is going to be caught in England as complicit and as assisting in the planting of devices. That's going to be an attack. So just pray and intercede for the innocent in the middle of that. Okay. I want to see. Okay, he talks about entering turbulence. An hour of great turbulence, says the Lord. A pocket, says the Lord, of extremes. This must be navigated to for the path ahead. You want to know what's interesting about that? The last time the Lord said turbulence to me, it was October 6th, 2020. The clash of the Titans word before the 2020 election. And he said, you are about to enter turbulence. But I am still driving the plan. Well, here we go again. The word turbulence, okay, comes to the forefront years later in this word. Now, the bears are coming out of hibernation and about to go beyond their territories. That's a warning about Russia too, says the Lord. Now, guess what? California also has a flag that has a bear on it. The flag of California has a big brown bear on it. So that could be part of that too. For the bear shall ride upon the dragon. You shall see such an image of this, says the Lord. However, the height they shall attempt, they shall gasp for air. Their fire shall fail, and there shall be a crash for both, says the Lord in this time. Talks about time of great transition within the administration, a serious time of change and rearranging what was out of order from the beginning, says the Lord. For square pegs were attempted in round holes, and it has caused great pressure from within. The transition shall be great, it shall be public, it shall be what is required for the exposure of the heart conditions of cabinet and justice. That time has come. It has come for Congress, says the Lord. The heart posture shall be exposed. He gets into a time of transition for us too in the lives of his children. We will be going through that as well. Let's see what else he says. For Egypt, this is interesting. Egypt is about to rise up, says the Lord, a reverse Arab Spring. We'll see what that means. Near Egypt, says the Lord, they shall harden their hearts in defiance, and you shall see unfold events out of Exodus that align with my word near the area of Egypt, says the Lord. And then Lebanon, Lebanon, your time of judgment has come, says the Lord. O king of Tyre, your cup is full, says the Lord. You have joined with darkness. You have made a covenant with terror. You have stolen from your own people. The leadership of Lebanon, judgment has entered your halls. It shall be a fiery spectacle if you do not repent in this very short window before the collapse of the government and its ministries, says the Lord. And that unusual events would rise out of Lebanon. Unusual weather patterns shall come. Biblical events aligning with the word of God shall overtake. Then the Lord goes into Hezbollah too, that their resources are going to be cut off, and the serpent that feeds them is going to be struck at the head, and your leadership shall scatter. So he goes into that as well. Then he goes into America first. Now, I want you to see the order of this. At the beginning, the Lord said there was a controlling interest, a foreign interest, that was controlling in the America First agenda. He goes into Egypt, he goes into Lebanon, and then he goes into America first. So he's alluding as to the direction that the foreign interest has control from. And then he says, oh, America first, when will you realize it is Almighty God first, and my plans and my purposes and what I decree from my throne and who I raise up and who I bring low, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am not in a covenant with America first, for they have made a foreign covenant, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am in covenant with the nation that was dedicated to me for purposes of the gospel, a covenant ratified from New York City, where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. The gallows shall be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park, says the Lord. For the alarm has sounded. Albany shall quake, literally, as the leadership of New York is shaken, is exposed for having operatives from within, and it shall come forth that those in their own departments shall be tied to terror and espionage, says the Lord. Very interesting. If you look at that sequence, America first, foreign covenant, Ishmaelites attempting to take over, and New York City, then New York is going to be shaken, and then in the departments, terror and espionage. Very interesting the way that went. Let's see what else. Okay, he goes into the World Economic Forum for a moment, but then what's so interesting about this, the World Economic Forum shall see another public disgrace, says the Lord, and Harari, as in Yuval Noah Harari, Harari shall indeed be put in his place, and silenced from his continual venom, he shall now meet his maker, who he has proclaimed before the world does not exist. The God of his fathers, who he has rejected, shall now move and upend the work of he and his group of defectors. Here's a warning about a hostile takeover in Congress. And then he goes into Fetterman, I believe. Let me see. Is it the governor of Pennsylvania first? It may be the governor of Pennsylvania first. No, it is Fetterman. That they will attempt to silence Fetterman. Pray fervently for him, says the Lord, for he is an Abner. Abner, in Scripture, strengthened himself in the house of Saul. It says that in Scripture. He strengthened himself in the house of Saul, but then the house of Saul betrayed him, and he made a covenant with David. He made an agreement with David and brought the kingdom over to David. So the Lord is comparing Fetterman to an Abner. For he is an Abner. I see my hubby on. I just heard saw someone say, hi, Chris Wagner. He's on. He is an Abner, and they seek to cut that bridge down. However, says the Lord, fervent prayer will expose the plot and spare him. For I have a plan for him, and he shall know me, says the Lord, and proclaim such openly in the next season, says the Lord. For he is a key to the overthrow of Pennsylvania, says the Lord. For that governor, his name is about to be smeared in such scandal and debauchery, the path they had carved forward for him shall reach an impasse with the word treachery etched upon it to the highest level, says the Lord, for the secrets of Butler, Pennsylvania, are about to be revealed. The government of Pennsylvania is about to be implicated, says the Lord, for this is a time where unusual circumstances surrounding governors shall force early retirement and step downs, says the Lord. Now, he does go into Chicago and New Jersey too, so watch for that as well, that he's transitioning offices of faith. For change is on the horizon, says the Lord. So watch for that as well, even within the White House. That's all I'm going to say for now. Let's see who else. Libya, he gets into Libya, about the fire of rebellion, that it snuffed out quickly. And he gets into, there's a lot attempting to arise in Libya. However, a man like Abraham shall be raised up to lead in this time. There is a mineral that shall be found in Libya, a coveted one, and this is when you shall see the rams get into place to vie for control. That the Lord is exposing new resources in the earth in areas thought to have none. That is coming forth as well. He gets into the part where he's calling forth and creating opportunities for his children, that the voices of the faithful shall be thrust to the forefront. I, the Lord, am turning the tables over, the microphones over, the studios over of those who have attached my name to filth, propaganda, to agendas that stem from dark roots, says the Lord, who have raised an outcry against the nation, the administration, who are attempting to flip the tables of elections and seats. And I, the Lord, shall by force flip them in this time. And their hidden crimes they thought no one would ever know. By order of my court this day, I, the Lord, am calling it out, says the Lord. He goes into rebellion as the sin of witchcraft, which is interesting because he said this, and then he goes into the Democratic Party. And he said, the agenda of anarchy shall fall upon them in this hour. The heads of the Democratic Party shall be struck in this time for willful defiance. Their trysts shall be exposed. Their whoredom shall be exposed. I know this is strong language, says the Lord. For the idols they have so committed, such acts for shall be upended in this hour and broken off their pedestals, literally, says the Lord. Then he gives a warning to Omar. I think this is Ilhan Omar. I think this is who this is. Omar, you are one step away from total collapse. He gives a warning. He says members of the squad are about to be charged. And he said, as he says, I, the Lord, so charge Pharaoh from my court, as I so charge Haman from my court, as I so charge Goliath from my court, as I so charge Sodom from my court, I, the Lord, shall charge you. One of the largest drug companies, of Goliath, is set to have one of the largest scandals. He goes into that as well. Moving those to the forefront who have the voice of conviction from the Lord. That he is opening up also doors, greater gifts for his children, stewardship, business ideas, things of that nature. That's happening as well. Let's see. There's so much in here. Conservative voices are about to enter a wilderness season, says the Lord. The underbelly of that beast is about to be exposed, and it will be a shock heard round the world, says the Lord. He says that. My voices, says the Lord, shall receive a double portion, for they have been found worthy, says the Lord. The provision is upon you. The stewardship is upon you. The growth is upon you. Breakthrough is upon you. This is why the enemy in this hour fights so hard. The media shall take notice of the prophetic. That's an interesting one. As well as a prophetic door will open at the White House, and the foot that has been blocking such will be exposed and removed, says the Lord. Praying for Tulsi because of a coup. That was in there as well. He goes into the web of the Middle East. He says, for the blood of the innocent cries for justice in this hour out of the Middle East and Africa, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, hear their cries. The joy, capital, the justice of Yahweh, of the Lord is entering the earth in this hour. All men should tremble, and it shall upend the web in the Middle East. It shall take down large Islamist networks in Africa. It shall cause leaders in Europe to be overthrown. It shall cause in this season the giants of social media to suffer an even greater blow to the heads. As I, the Lord, am shining a spotlight on the hidden networks of debauchery that will cause the largest losses in history for the giants of social media. This is just the beginning, says the Lord. Okay. Then he goes into Andrew Tate. I found this fascinating because if you think about where Saul of Tarsus was before he was saved, he was a pretty unsavory guy that did a lot of unsavory, damaging things. And the Lord says, Andrew Tate, just watch what occurs to such a voice. Either he surrenders to me fully, the Lord is God, or the open door he has left shall be exploited to remove him, and there shall be no recourse, says the Lord. Andrew Tate had an encounter he has not spoken about publicly, a supernatural one that shook him that he cannot explain. It is I, the Lord, who has done such to call him back before his very public demise. I am a merciful God. That time quickly is thinning for such like him. That time is quickly thinning for such like him. Come unto me now, says the Lord. See, there's always mercy. There is always an element of mercy. When there is a warning like that, you will see an element of mercy somewhere within it. Warns about Colorado as well. Twin hurricanes. That's going to be interesting. A gavel in the Supreme Court is about to snap. Epstein is not over, says the Lord. You shall see falls in multiples, says the Lord, including former presidents, says the Lord. For this is a time of a burning bush all the way to Biden, says the Lord. The bill has come due, I think that's Bill Clinton, says the Lord. The time to repent, a window is coming to a close on those who influence nations and wars and overthrows in the Middle East that were fabricated to deceive. For desert storm shall arise again. Its secrets are being called forth, says the Lord. For a different desert storm shall arise all the way to Dubai, says the Lord. Lord goes into Cuba as well about these chains that are about to come off of Cuba, but that the leadership shall make, they shall attempt to circumvent, make a deal east, however shall bring collapse and then surrender, says the Lord. For I am resetting the clock on nations to align with my word. The earth brings forth pangs in a time of resetting. Apple in April, a chunk shall be taken, says the Lord. Silicon Valley is about to see me pass over and a Goliath of stature fall. That's very interesting. Let's see what else we can. The Lord warns about too in here. It's a lot of talking. Thus says the Lord, this is a season of an attempted recommitment that shall battle a robbery in progress to stop a rededication of your nation. For I, the Lord thy God, am raising up a standard out of the church, out of the conservative movement, a standard that shall begin to raise a cry of holiness and submission amongst the vies for dominance. Those who have a heart to submit will see in this time will be poured into their lives in great measure. Even the president himself in a moment of crisis shall in humility call on me. and Marco Rubio shall evangelize the nations, the hardened leaders, diplomats, and rogue oligarchs. He shall be compelled to preach. Marco Rubio shall preach the gospel in Israel that will open a door that has remained closed until now. Praise the Lord. And that is kind of where the word winds down. The Lord gives us a charge. He talks about his dunamis power. He talks about it, life-giving breath, speaking power that alters the atmosphere, brings down strongholds, parts the seas, drives out sickness from among you if you will partner with the gift and weapon of faith. So he's giving you a charge at the end, and he's saying those who make such a decision in this time will be granted keys of wisdom, provision, opportunity, and will be placed before leaders to utter the word of the Lord in a time of deception, debauchery, misinformation, and malice. Capitals. My word, says the Lord, by order of my court, shall go forth with might, power, and shall split the very ground beneath the feet of men. A Red Sea moment will bring global attention to my word, says the Lord. Very, very interesting. So this word, I'm heating up just reading it again, is on the brink of Passover. And this is why it's so weighty. It is so heavy. The time requires it. I believe more is going to come forth during Passover. So more of a word is going to come forth during Passover as well, because the time requires it. The warfare has intensified. What is happening within the earth has intensified, because it is such a great battle over territories, over the enemy trying to speed up the clock of the events of the Antichrist in the latter book of Revelation, and the Almighty God then slowing it down and putting his schedule at the forefront. And so we are watching a great battle over territories in the earth in this time. It is a great battle. It is a battle that the kingdom of darkness fervently wants to take control of. And this is why the church is crucial in this time, that we are not compromised, we are not complacent, we are not lackadaisical, we are not putting down our weapons, we are not compromising, we are not shying away, but we are being the standard and the voices crying in the wilderness that says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Repent, for the time is near. The kingdom of heaven is near. Almighty God is near. Repent. That is what we should be doing as the church. Speaking the word of the Lord, preaching the gospel, showing people that the words in the Bible written thousands of years ago are aligning with today, because it's living, active, current for every generation and a breathing book. Breathed by the Spirit of God. Across many men in multiple continents, yet it is cohesive and it is layered in incredible, incredible ways. And so we as the church have to recognize in this hour and rise to the occasion, because much of the church has become a place for debauchery in this hour, and that Almighty God is going to call into order. He is going to call it into order. The church's voice is very needed as a voice of power and a voice of spirit-led reason and biblical truth in the midst of what we see happening. So please remember that. The church is so needed right now. It is. And part of them sold their soul to the kingdom of darkness and complacency and cotton candy Christianity and sweet, sweet sermons, stripped of conviction, sterilized of any weight of conscious, you know, consciousness. And we have watched that happen. It's time to call it back in this hour. It's time to call it back. We are meant to call it back to a lost and dying and shaking world right now that is going, what the hey is going on in the midst of all of this? But this is birth pangs. This is Matthew 24. These are the times that Jesus spoke about, and we are watching them play out in real time in this hour. And we are supposed to prepare the way for the King of Kings who is coming back. We are meant to prepare that way. And we have to remember that in this time, in this season, We are to prepare the way. We are to grow in the Lord. We are to be in the Word. We are to be the watchman up on the wall, shouting and bringing alarm and an attention to what is coming. The church needs the watchman. The church needs the fivefold. The church needs the voices that will unapologetically speak the truth because God said it, and that's all that matters. Not how much their congregants won't give that week because it wasn't a sweet, sweet sermon. Not how much the seats are filled. God takes care of that. But speaking the truth of the Lord, and what matters in this hour is He's saying it, and that's what matters. Not your numbers in the back office. But what He's saying, that you are walking the walk, you are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. It's a promise in His word. But we're supposed to be seeking that first. First and foremost, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what we're told to seek. That's what we are told to pursue. That is what we are told to press on towards the mark of the high calling, till we have the fulfillment of everything God has spoken in His word to us. That is what we are supposed to do. All those other things are added onto us when we seek. You see, the formula is seek, then add. It's not add first to yourself, your congregation, and everything about you, and then you seek Him later. A lot of the church has it backwards. Very simple formula, powerful formula that God put forth in His word that a lot of pastors miss. We're supposed to be seeking His business first, what He wants us to say first, what He wants us to declare first, not what we want our congregation to do. That conviction will come if you're speaking what God wants you to speak in this hour. Oh, it will come in this hour. The weight of conviction is about to bear down on the entire nation in this hour. A shadow of conviction is about to eclipse the White House in this hour because the hour requires it. And we should have reverence for the Lord and walk circumspectly before Him, understanding that the advocate, Jesus Christ, before the throne, is the reason we are still here, because His blood speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. It is scriptural. The blood has a voice. The blood has a testimony in God's court. The blood holds a legal weight, and we need to understand that when we legislate in the realm of the spirit, before the court of God, that blood testifies better things than that of Abel. It testifies. It has a voice. And we need to align with that in this hour. We need to align with it because that's what testifies in the court of God on our behalf. That is our defense. Start using it. Start utilizing that before the court of God. When we pray, we're not just making sounds. We're not just saying words. We are legislating and litigating matters in the realm of the spirit that drastically and greatly affect matters in the natural. And this is what we need to understand in this time. And yes, the fire of the Holy Spirit will consume the White House in an unprecedented way that has not yet been seen, but will soon come in this hour. It's coming. It's coming. It's going to hit governors. You're going to see governors weep, and I'm hearing this. I perceive to be from the Holy Spirit. You will see governors weep publicly in this hour because of a touch from the Holy Spirit. You are going to watch the most unlikely of men, the outcasts, even those in Hollywood, weep in this hour publicly because of a touch from the Holy Spirit. He is on the move. He's on the move right now. It's incredible. God is on the move. He is not at a stalemate. He is not at an impasse. He is on the throne. He is on the move. And He is moving in this nation. And we better wake up and realize it and align with it. Because if the joy of the Lord has entered the earth, as the word has said, the justice of Yahweh, all men should tremble. Because that justice is heavy, it is nation-changing, it is leader-changing, it is church-changing, it is convicting, and it is humbling. So we should all be humbling ourselves before the throne of God in this hour. The gifts are increasing. They are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord. If you could stay on for a moment, I have to give an update on Missy. Something happened, and we want to update you on Missy and what happened. So Missy went to the oncologist, and pray for Chris with this, because this is, you know, this is especially hard on him. Missy went to the oncologist. I have to say, lovely doctor, lovely bedside manner. They looked at the report, and she called me, and she said, we have to do another surgery. And they have to do another surgery on Missy because they didn't get the whole tumor the first time. She said, which is no fault of your vet. We do have a wonderful vet. She said, but these tumors can be complicated. And so we want to clean it out so it can't reproduce. And so they are doing an ultrasound of her liver and her lymph nodes first to make sure there are no cancerous cells in either. They would have to aspirate if that was going on. And then they would do the revision surgery, because I'd rather have it taken out than go into any sort of chemical therapy, if you understand what I'm saying. So please pray for Missy in this. You could go to arcofgracesanctuary.org if you would like to learn more. If you would like to, if you would like to bless, you can just go there. But Missy is going in for tests next week. And then she is going to go in. We are exploring other options, honestly, like ivermectin and other things. I'm reading the medical reports on it. I have a friend that was a scientist, and she's looking at the reports on it too. So we can see what we can do with that as well. I'm going to talk to the oncologist as well about doing this with Missy. So just continue, please, to pray for Missy right now. And pray for Chris, especially, in the midst of this. But we will be starting her on some alternative treatments as well. We are very much looking into that, and we will keep you posted on that as well. I'm prayerfully considering this. The Lord had told me last time when she had to go to the oncologist, Amanda, give Missy to me. Let me carry that. I need you to do what I need you to do. I need you to speak what I need you to speak. I need you to focus right now in this hour and speak the word of the Lord. So the Lord said that to me. And so I've given it to him, and I'm walking it out with him. Missy is a 5-year-old black lab golden retriever mix. She comes in the office a lot. You will see her on the sanctuary website. So you can go see that. We also have a post that's going out about Missy as well with all this information. Also, we're going to put up something amazing happened for Brace for Impact. We reached number one in Pentecostal and Charismatic Christianities. So we basically reached number one in that category, and it's only pre-sale still. It comes out April 7th. It will be available everywhere books are sold. But all glory be to God, we've hit number one in this category already. And it's pre-sales, and it hasn't even fully come out yet. So if you'd like to order Brace for Impact, you could go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down the front page, you'll see this picture, and you can click on the Amazon link. But praise the Lord, it's hitting number one. It is a book for this time going into 2028 and beyond. It's a highly prophetic book that goes into all these years and what's coming and what's happening now. And so if you have friends that don't understand what's going on, but they know something's going on, they know something spiritual is going on, this would be a great book for them to read to help break it down and explain what is happening and what's coming. So we praise the Lord for that. Charisma was very excited about that, number one. And so we are humbled by that and honored, and we thank all of you that have helped with that so far. Also, the God Wins album, if you would like to download the album God Wins. You will hear Clay Clark rapping it. And I have to tell you, he's got talent. I'm not kidding you. He has a secret talent that we found out. So it is an album of 20 songs. I collaborated on three of them. You can listen to excerpts of those three at godwinsalbum.com and hear part of it first. And you could basically buy and download the album there. So if you want worship music to get you going through your day, if you want to get pumped about the spiritual fight that we're in, we encourage you to go to that. There is a song called Lion of Judah that is, I believe, the way they did it is amazing. And so we just encourage you to go there as well. And also, at the end, Grid Down, Chow Down, we're going to put them up real fast. Grid Down, Chow Down is grass-fed, grass-finished beef with a 15-year shelf life. It is free-dried. You reconstitute it in water. It is a wonderful, healthy alternative for your family, given what's happening in the meat industry. They also have beef jerky for humans and beef jerky for dogs that my dogs absolutely love. And the only ingredient for the dogs is grass-finished beef. It is a wonderful, healthy treat for your dog. So we encourage you to go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on Grid Down Chow Down. Use promo code ARC for a discount. And they actually have a salvation track that they put in every bag. They're preaching the gospel. Every bag they sell, which I think is wonderful that these two brothers do this. So that is all. We are wrapping up right now. We will see what happens over the weekend. Things are happening rapid fire, one after the other. If anything does, we will be back on. Until then, we'll probably be putting out shorts, and we will be back on early Monday. I am live on Elijah Streams, I believe, on Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. You can look for that as well, and we will be going live later, earlier in the week, next week. So we thank you all for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms there for you as well, because we want to encourage you in the Word. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. So important to incorporate that into your prayer walk. Hebrews 11, incredible chapter on faith. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and we have to remember that as well. I also want to encourage you to read the book of Exodus in this time. We are entering the time of Passover. Please go back, take a look at the book of Exodus again. There are so many incredible chapters and verses in the book of Exodus that I believe we are going to see very soon align with what we see happening today. So we want to encourage you in that as well. So thank you everyone for joining us. We love you. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Oh, and Passover, April 2nd, we will be doing our live Passover Seder. So we have put out a shopping list on social media. You can buy the food, have the meal ready, and we will be doing, me and Chris, the entire Passover Seder live April 2nd. We look so forward to doing it with you. We do this every year. It's important because Jesus Christ is mirrored in his death through the entire thing, and it's an incredible, incredible experience to go through. We're very excited about that, and we're looking forward to seeing you live on Tuesday evening, April 2nd, 2026. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. God bless. Keep the faith. We love you, and we will see you back on next week.